Well, it's all done and dusted now. The Māori wards, councils have had their the opportunity to discuss these before the cut-off date that was, before the cut-off date. And there's over 30, aroha mai whānau, over 30 councils have voted for Māori wards. One of them is the Te Arawa Lakes Council, the Rotorua District Council. They have voted for Māori wards, and I guess, you know, we would have expected them to, given that they've had a very good relationship with Mana Whenua. Here to talk to us about whether or not we're right, and it was a no-brainer, the Mayor of Rotorua, Mayor Stevie Chadwick, joins us now. Me tuku mihi, kia koe, Steve. Thanks very much for joining us. Was it a no-brainer that you were going to vote for? You know, can we assume that it would have passed unanimously?
Oh, I don't think you can assume that. We've always had a vocal group that were vocal back in 2015, actually, when we brought in our advisory, our partnership board, Te Tato o Te Arawa. They didn't like it then, even though the sky hasn't fallen in, and we've gained a deeper and richer understanding of working together in partnership. There are still one or two councillors that are very opposed.
Well, though that's sad, but it's passed now, and now you've got the Māori wards coming in for 2022. Now that's still
right.
Yes. Now, so it differs for each council depending on the demographics, the number on the Māori roll.
That's right.
How will you be doing yours? How many Māori wards will there be for you?
Well, it looks like there'll be three, and we're going out to a wider review with our representation review, and that's where we'll look at do we have one ward at large for those that are on the general roll? Is it one ward for three Māori councillors on the board? So we've still got to determine what the shape and the size of council will be. But great to know that we'll get at least three. Remembering that Rotorua's always had a very strong history of having Māori representation on our council at large. So we've currently got four who whakapapa to Te Arawa, who are elected members now. So this will certainly change the shape of our council in the future.
And no doubt this is where the next bit of really hard work takes place on how they're going to be constructed. Who, or has that already been decided with Mana Whenua?
No.
How, you know, who, yes. How, who?
Right. No, we had a very clear direction from Te Tato o Te Arawa, who went out and consulted with Te Arawa and came back to us as council and said, we want to keep Te Tato as well as introduce Māori wards. So we voted for an option that says yes to Māori wards, and let's go out to consult with the community on this representation review, which we'll do this year, on the sort of the purpose, the powers, the membership and the committees, and whether or not we keep community boards. So that's yet to be shaped, really, after consultation with the community. But the Māori ward will be there.
Ka pai, thank you so very much for talking to us about this. I just want to ask you, the last time we spoke, we talked about housing and the number of whānau that are in transitional housing in Rotorua, a significant number.
Yes.
I've already spoken to Meripika Raukawa Tate about that. Now, I do know that your iwi in Te Arawa, very proactive or very focused on developing their land for papakāinga, for housing. With the $380 million that has been allocated in the budget for housing infrastructure, would this allow the iwi in your rohe to be able to commence housing builds?
Yes. Yes, it's certainly enabling for them. We're yet to know how to access that fund, but we will be ready. We're always fast movers in Rotorua with Te Arawa beside us. We've got the Te Arawa vision for how for their vision for their people and in their housing as a top priority. So we'll be working together with them about where we start, who are ready for papakāinga development, and also opening up their lands even more for affordable housing. So we're ready to go.
Because it makes sense that they do. Iwi are wanting to open up and utilise their whenua. It is there. It makes sense. Yes. We do need housing.
Yes. Absolutely. And the barrier has always been, we've heard back at every memorandum of understanding that we have with Hapu, we've heard that we have aspirations. We know where we'd like papakāinga development to be, but it's the infrastructure costs that are the barrier to us. So we were pleased to hear that in the budget, and we'll be working through with our infrastructure team and our partnership board about where and how to start.
Very good. Also, too, just one last point I want to ask you, because it has now landed on council tables, and that's the SNAs, the Significant Natural Areas. It's very big on the Te Tai Tukoro on the Northland agenda at the moment. We've been talking about it for quite some time. What is the view, and how is your council going to handle the Significant Natural Areas, given that in Te Tai Tukoro, the mapping shows that around 80% of the SNAs are on whenua Māori?
Well, we've already gone out and consulted with the community, and we've been negotiating through with each affected landowner, and it hasn't been a controversial issue for us. So we've got a slightly different view. And this is one of the issues that has gone relatively smoothly for Te Arawa.
Why is it that you would have your situation would be different from, say, Tai Tukoro?
Well, I don't know what the stumbling block up there is, actually, Claudette. I know for us here, I think having the partnership board has really helped us about working with the right landowner groupings. They certainly work with us much more closely, and it just hasn't had the ripple effect that you obviously are picking up in the far north, but not here.
Good to hear. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Wonderful to call you, Dor.
Thank you.
That is Mayor Steve Chadwick, Te Arawa Rotorua District Council, District Lakes